think I'll go down to the filling station, get me a bottle of pop, go home, take a nap, and go over to Thelma Lou's and watch a little TV.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're tuning in. This is episode 95 of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast, and I am your host, Louis Talby Jr. This old world is heading to hell in a handbasket. That's just the way it is, my friends. And at this point, I don't even know if there's any turning back. But what I do know is that we don't have to be in that basket when it arrives. Life can still be an amazing journey. Let's talk about this. Let's go. I was just thinking the other day while I was out on my walk that I can't remember what it was like to not have phones and internet. And the thing that gets me is that we didn't have any of those when I started my career. And I'm not that old. We had landline phones and snail mail. That's how we communicated. But you know what? The world kept turning. Business got done. And people were a lot less stressed. I don't want to sound old-fashioned. Technology has really been great. I love walking around with my camera, GPS, text machine, email, social media, and phone in my pocket. Heck, I'm to the point, if I forget it, it feels like I'm walking around without my pants. It's part of my life. I also love being able to get a hold of my kids when I need them. I know there's many benefits, but does all of the good outweigh the bad? Don't you ever just want to go back to a simpler time? I think this is why I love the Andy Griffith Show so much, and why it's still popular today. I used to keep one of those little battery-operated black-and-white TVs in my desk, so I could pull it out and watch an episode of Andy every now and then just to escape from the daily grind. It was like a fantasy land of a simpler time, where everyone seemingly cared about one another, respected one another, and just looked after one another. Today, it feels like there are fewer and fewer people that we can even trust. Heck, the president of our country can't even open his mouth without a blatant lie flowing out. He just makes things up for no apparent reason. I can probably fit all the people that I truly trust in this world in a Volkswagen Bug and it wouldn't be crowded. Okay, maybe there's a few more than that, but you get my point. I want to live in a world like Mayberry where we can all trust one another and all help one another. Maybe it is just a fantasy land, but I don't think so. I mean, we may not have the power to change the world, and the country may be going crazy, but we do have the power to choose our environment and our community. It really is simple to be happy, but it's becoming more and more difficult to be simple. When I think about how crazy this world's gotten, I think about my dad. And about how as a young man, I thought he was just wrong about progress and that he didn't understand or have any ambition to go places. Dad grew up in the hollers of eastern Kentucky, and to him, our little town in Ohio was too big of a city. In his latter years, he bought a farm out in West Virginia just to escape any time that he wasn't working. Every time I would visit him, he would say, "Now this is as close to as heaven on earth as you're going to get." I wasn't so sure about that. We were in the middle of nowhere, and all he did was work the land while we were there. I used to ask him why he didn't want to travel more and do more things. Remember, Dad had the opportunity to travel as a musician, but he never wanted that. He would say, "Son, the weeds are high where the corn don't grow." Now, that is a Waylon Jennings song, but I think Waylon stole that line from Dad, because I don't think Dad ever heard that song. But as I look back, everything Dad predicted about where this country was headed was right. I thought he just wasn't knowledgeable about worldly progress, but turns out he was 100% right. He would always say the water ain't going to clear up until you get the pigs out of the creek, and there will always be pigs in Washington. Now that certainly isn't what the teachers were teaching, but turns out Dad knew a whole lot more than them. We would be a whole lot better off if colleges had a lot less liberals and more common folk professors teaching our younger generation. Otherwise, that water ain't never going to clear up, and it's just going to keep getting muddier as we go. Now, I don't want to be all doom and gloom. Like I said at the top, we don't have to ride in this basket. We can focus on our own garden and enjoy the blooms. Life's like a river ever flowing, and there's no stopping it. But while we can't stop it, we can still choose to stop paddling and enjoy the current a little more. Now, I'm not saying to ever stop working hard and always stand for what you believe is right. I'm just saying we can all do a little more back porch sitting. Pull over beside the road and enjoy a bottle of pop. Share some ice cream with your loved ones. Turn that phone off for a day. Don't worry, the world won't fall apart, I promise. Oh, emails will continue to come and your voicemail may get filled up. But just like in the good old days, we can always return all of those. Remember when you'd come home or go into the office and that little light would be blinking on the phone to tell you you had messages? And we would just take them all down and return them all as the day went on. The world didn't fall apart. Today, with that little thing in our pocket, we are at everyone's beck and call. And at some point, if we don't disconnect, we're going to break ourselves. Even God took a day off to rest. And this is why he made a commandment for us to take a break once a week. If you will do this, I am confident that you'll feel much better and likely add more days to your life. Or at the very least, you'll add more quality to your days. I'm sure of that. Well, as I've been doing this episode, an old Merle Haggard song's come in my head. So I think just for fun, I'll close with paraphrasing a few lines from it. I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before cell phones or computers come along. Before AI, when a man could still work and still would. Is the best of the free life behind us now? And are the good times really over for good? I wish a Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. It was back before Biden lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when folks could still cook and they still would. Is the best of the free life behind us now? And are the good times really over for good? Friends, let's stop rolling downhill like a snowball heading for hell. Let's stand up for our flag and let's all ring that Liberty Bell. Let's make Fords and Chevys still last 10 years like they should. Because the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good. We may never be able to fix this crazy world, but we can certainly enjoy life as long as we tend to our own backyards. And with that, I'll conclude another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. I hope you found some value in it, or at the very least, found it entertaining. I hope you'll make the time to pull over and enjoy a soda pop. And as always, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for listening.